This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
They say death comes in threes.
Yep.
And that definitely happened for three 80s and 90s icons over the weekend. But I think two of them are almost exactly the same in what they accomplished, how outrageous they were, and the legitimate effect they had on people's lives.
Very unique characters.
You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. So you had three major 80s and 90s celebrities pass away over the weekend. Actress Shannon Doherty passed away. TV, radio, and author personality Dr. Ruth passed away, sex expert. And fitness extraordinaire, same thing, TV personality, author Richard Simmons passed away. Now, with all due respect to Shannon Doherty, I think she's different than Dr. Ruth and Richard Simmons, right? Both of those two I want to talk about. They were 80s icons. They were all over your television and all the time. I will ask you this question. The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Between Richard Simmons and Dr. Ruth, which one made more of an impact on the country?
Probably Richard Simmons.
Why do you say that?
Because he was out there more. Yeah, because she started out in radio.
Okay.
Like late night, evening radio.
And nobody listens to radio, so.
Yeah, it's dying.
That's why you still have a job.
But, you know, I would probably say for me it would be Richard Simmons.
So you're saying he has more of an impact?
Yeah. I mean, he put out, everybody saw those videos.
Yeah.
Everybody's mom pushed the coffee table aside, popped those things, started sweating or whatever. Like, I mean, he had that much of an impact on ladies' fitness.
And even if you didn't watch him, he was hard to avoid.
He was
He was such a character that, you know, people, he was made fun of. You know what I mean? Like, he was just so out there, to your point. It was almost impossible to not know who he was.
Okay, now, I'm sorry.
So he came on Weeze's show live. He was in here doing some event. And he literally, and it's hard to do on that show, he took over that show for the day. And he never shut up. But he was really, really funny. Yeah, he was a really good he was a really good entertainer.
Sure.
And so was Dr. Ruth.
I got it. Look, no, I get what you're saying. I mean, even further with Richard Simmons, like, he took the shame out of normal people working out, right?
Right.
Like, before him, everyone you saw on workout tapes or trainers, they were all in phenomenal shape. Mm-hmm. And he changed that. Like, he wasn't, like, super in shape. Or, I mean, he was, but he didn't look like
But
jacked.
He was a guy that he was a fat kid that, you know, changed his life.
Yep. But to make an argument for Dr. Ruth, man.
Yeah.
I mean, I think you're forgetting how prude and how prude everybody was and how little people talked about sex until, like, this little old lady.
It was your grandmother talking about sex.
Yes. Yeah. But, I mean, she was smart, and she had a great sense of humor about it, and she was able to translate that stuff into easily digestible bits.
Yeah. I mean, her backstory was phenomenal.
Trained sniper.
Yeah, for the Israelis, you know? And, I mean, she was part of the, you know, she escaped Nazi Germany. Yep. I mean, the whole story is amazing. I mean, you know, she is like the American story. She came here, and she had a unique talent, and she made something of herself.
Absolutely. But it's funny, man, like, with these two people side by side, Richard Simmons and Dr. Ruth, right, based on when they did their things and what they did and how they presented themselves, it's almost the exact same story. They took this thing that nobody really wanted to confront, and they made it their own, and then not only did they become massively popular and super rich in doing it, they made life easier for a hell of a lot of people.
Yeah.
Span generations, too.
Yeah. I mean, hell, you know about them. I mean, they did their biggest work in the 70s and 80s, and you know about both of these people.
Yeah, I feel like and Dr. Ruth being an older person, when I knew who Dr. Ruth was, like, didn't she have, like, a show on MTV or something?
I mean, she was a guest on...
Yeah, like, she put herself out there, you know what I mean?
I thought she had an actual talk show at some point on TV.
Can we Google that and see?
I could be wrong, but I thought she had some kind of segment or something.
But I remember she started out, like, on AM evening radio. And I remember guys talking about it, man. You got to hear this crazy old lady talking about everything.
And boy, did she.
Yeah, and she did. I mean, she talked about some pretty disgusting stuff.
She's had a lot of TV shows throughout the years.
Right, so she couldn't keep a TV show. You don't have to say mean things that she just,
like,
died.
And she's been on things. Yeah, like, I mean,
she has.
It's just a long list.
And I don't even know, like, if she's even qualified to talk about what she talked about. You know what I mean?
I mean, she did have, she studied psychology in Paris after being injured in the War of Independence. Mm.
All right.
I just, like, I had all the information right in front of me. But no, you're right. Like, it just sounded like she
it was entertaining.
Yes, it was good. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Richard Simmons, Dr. Ruth, both passed away over the weekend. Very similar in a strange way.
Mm-hmm.
Who had more of an impact on American life? Jeremy's on CMF. Hey, Jeremy. How are you, buddy?
You know, it's really hard to minimize Dr. Ruth's impact on a lot of people, because I think that people were doing what they were doing in their bedrooms, and Dr. Ruth made it okay to talk about. And when people were having trouble, Dr. Ruth made it okay to talk about those things where you wouldn't necessarily feel comfortable even going to your doctor at that time. All that being said, nobody has asked in the last 10 years, is Dr. Ruth still alive?
Oh, good call.
The amount of people that I run into just at work, and I work at a weird place, who may ask once a year, hey, is Richard Simmons still alive? I mean, this guy had an impact on absolutely everyone. You remember when he went to help Walter Hudson,
yep,
the then heaviest man on the planet at that
had
time?
Had to forklift him out of his house.
1,000 pounds.
And didn't he lose exactly 500 pounds thanks to Richard Simmons? Or was that the woman? Because he also went and helped the heaviest woman on the planet.
He lost a ton of weight, that's for sure.
Mm.
I don't know. It's really hard to minimize both their impacts, but I think that Richard Simmons takes it on this one.
Okay, so Dr. Ruth means nothing to you is what you're telling us. I got you. All right.
Yeah, you're really good at listening to a conversation, stupid. One more thing.
Yeah. There goes Jeremy.
I mean, what was weird, though, about Richard Simmons is he just kind of went away one day. And I don't know if he was top of mind after that for a lot
of
people.
He was.
Well, then, yes.
Okay, so when Kimmy says he went away, again, talking about Richard Simmons, Dr. Ruth, both passing away over the weekend, and which one had more of an impact on American culture. There were, the last 5 or 10 years, there was a belief that Richard Simmons was being held against his will.
It's like conspiracy theories,
yes,
right?
Yes, by a housekeeper or a friend of his in his home.
Mm-hmm.
And there was an entire podcast documentary series. What was it called? Where's Richard Simmons or Finding Richard Simmons? It was one of the most popular podcasts And he had to put out a statement every couple of years saying, I am not being held against my will. I am living the life
Please
that I choose to live.
Stop bothering me.
But then all these conspiracy theories started, like he got fat again and he didn't want people to see him.
Which is all possibility, right?
Or he had some awful degenerative disease and he didn't want people to see him that way. But nobody really figured out. Maybe we'll find out now that he's passed away what happened to Richard Simmons the last couple of years. I mean, did he make that much money where he didn't have to go outside?
Oh, he's got to be wildly rich. I mean, all those videos he sold back then?
Yeah, and the books.
The books, all the appearances. I don't forget, he got paid to come to town. He would do these live, get 100 women in a room workout things.
when you say it like that, it sounds really creepy.
It does.
You're welcome. Well, talk to Dr. Ruth about it.
So past the individuals, right? Dr. Ruth versus Richard Simmons. Because, one is your health and your weight, and the other is your sexual health.
Yeah.
Which thing is harder to talk about today? Have an open and frank discussion. Is it harder to have an open and frank discussion about somebody's weight? Or is it harder to have an open and frank discussion about someone's sexuality?
It's probably still sex.
You think so?
Yeah. Especially for my generation, for sure.
I don't know, man. Kimmy, thoughts?
Yeah, because even if you're okay listening to somebody talk about it, it doesn't mean you yourself are comfortable talking about it.
Are we talking about sex or bodies? Okay.
You know what I mean?
Especially men.
I still think that there is, even with the most open person, they still may have a tough time talking about their sex life.
Okay. Let me throw this out at you. Let's say I come to you, Tommy, and I go, listen, man, I'm having troubles in the bedroom.
Yeah. Go ahead.
See? Sorry, the conversation's already over.
I'm having troubles in the bedroom, this is the issue, and I don't know, have you ever heard anything? You would have no problem looking at me and saying, well, maybe this is what you try, or this, that, X, Y, Z, right? You would have no problem offering me a solution.
Okay.
If I came to you, 300-pound me, and I go, listen, man, I hate myself. I don't, I'm overweight. I don't like it. I don't know what I'm supposed to do.
Yeah.
Would you feel comfortable telling me what I should do with my body?
I think so.
You think so?
I mean, you and I, yes.
You look at me and tell me I'm fat?
I used to clean a fat all the time.
Yeah, but like in a real way, not like a fun, jokey joke way.
Oh, I guess. No, I don't think I do.
That's what I mean. Like, for you to look at me and be like, yeah, what you got to do? You're eating too much and you're being gross and you got to lose weight. And I think it would be easier to have the sexual conversation than it is to look at someone's face and say, you're fat and you're fat for your own fat
reasons.
But how
many people, when they go on a diet, want to talk about their diet? Or like.
Everybody? Everybody that's ever been on a diet wants to talk about their diet.
That's my point, though. Oh, they're more open to talking about it. And if they're working out.
Shut up, Kimmy, I'm on your side.
Yeah, I mean.
But I think people, like, when they start something new that has to do with their health, they want to talk about it. I don't know, you know.
Because your sex stuff, you could hide. Your weight, you can't.
True.
You know what I mean? Like, so that's kind of like you're wearing your sins where you can't, if you got a problem with your Johnson, you may not be comfortable talking about it.
Okay, I get it.
That's like taking away your manhood.
I understand where you're coming from.
Especially for men. I think women are different.
It just feels like in today's society. And that makes me sound smart when I say that. We're moving towards more of a frank discussion, having the ability to have frank discussions about sex.
I mean, we probably are.
Whereas the discussions about health and weight and all of those things being linked together is more of a landmine.
Yeah. I mean, I always think like your generation and especially like your kids, they're going to be way open about all this stuff. It's going to be, it's not going to have the stigma that my generation put on everything.
Man, I mean, you never know where history goes. You know, you start going in one direction, and then there's a major change, and then all of a sudden it goes in the other direction. If there's one thing we've learned from American history, which we will be getting into later in the context of what happened.
Yeah, it never repeats itself.
No, it's
I mean, we march forward in this country.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.